taking a relaxed yet alert posture for this practice. Connect to touch points and breathing as a way to stabilize the attention. Engage in a few nice full breaths. Waking up the awareness of the breathing. And letting the breathing subside and be just as it is. See if you can open to the breathing as if the breath is a soft summer breeze that refreshes and soothes. And cultivates peacefulness. And as it feels possible for you and skillful, see if you can bring a little bit of a smile to your face, a gentle uplifting of the corners of the eyes, the corners of the lips. Perhaps imagining that you're smiling at someone who really makes you feel happy. Or you're smiling because of that beautiful, serene summer lake practice. Whatever helps. And breathe into the smile as you're able, as a way to brighten and uplift the awareness. Letting that sense of breathing into the smile deepen into the neck, into the heart region. Through the torso. Breath and body as a whole smiling, receptive, warm-hearted. One of the hardest things in life is accepting that joys then have in their wake sorrows. Yet sorrows too are followed by joys. All things arise and pass. All the winds of experience come and go. Praise and blame, gain and loss, pleasure and pain, fame and disrepute, Can we learn to rejoice in the pleasant with a sense of balance and equanimity? And so holding in mind now, if you will, someone for whom you're happy for, some good fortune, or simply you have a wish to wish them well. Holding in mind this being, and hopefully it's a being that actually kind of makes you smile. Doesn't need to be a human being either. Could be your dog or your cat. It helps with this part of the practice if it's a fairly uncomplicated relationship. So maybe even someone who's quite neutral to you, usually. But perhaps you heard they got vaccinated and they were happy about that. Felt safe. Any little thing. And so, as we do with heart practices, some phrases, I'll offer you some phrases. You can try them on, tweak them as you will. So, with this being in mind, may you be joyful. May you be joyful. Smiling into it, breathing into it. May you be joyful. May you not be parted from your good fortunes. May you not be parted from your good fortunes. May you be joyful. May you not be parted from your good fortunes. May you see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May you see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May you be joyfully peaceful. May you be joyfully peaceful. And then pause with the phrases and just check in with yourself, feel body, mind, heart, how are you doing? Letting whatever your experiences are be held with kindness and care as the workings of the heart. And now let's engage these phrases for ourselves. If it helps you to include the first being along with you, then by all means do so. That makes it easier. otherwise just working with ourselves. May I be joyful. May I be joyful. May I not be parted from my good fortunes. May I not be parted from my good fortunes. May I be joyful. May I be joyful. May I not be parted from my good fortunes. May I see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance, grounding into the body and the breathing, the bit of a smile, holding steady. May I see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May I be joyfully peaceful. May I be joyfully peaceful. And then pausing with those phrases. Checking in with yourself. How is it? Can you let it be okay? Can you hold it with kindness and care? And now let's do what we can to extend these good wishes outwards to others. You might think of those in your inner orbit, kind of creating in your mind's eye a group picture, bringing in different ones. Including, as it makes sense to you, this community, some whom you know, some not at all. The ones that you do not know at all stand for all beings. And so having a sense outwards to, in this case, we'll keep it to humanity for these challenging times. Yet also exciting times, beautiful weather, vaccines, lowering cases. And cultivating joyful balance for all of us. So feeling body, feeling breathing, connecting with the smile as it's helpful for you. May we all be joyful. May we all be joyful. may we not be parted from our good fortunes. May we not be parted from our good fortunes. May we see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May we see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May we be joyfully peaceful. May we be joyfully peaceful. And then pausing with the phrases, and once again, dropping into yourself. How's the body? How's the heart? How's the mind? Letting your experiences be as they are, appreciating that it's inherently difficult to have equanimity about the joys and sorrows of life. And yet we can practice. So here's a little poetic version of this from W.S. Merwin, One of the Butterflies. The trouble with pleasure is the timing. It can overtake me without warning and be gone before I know it is here. And it can stand facing me unrecognized while I am remembering somewhere else, in another age, or someone not seen for years and never to be seen again in this world. And it seems that I cherish only now a joy I was not aware of when it was here, although it remains out of reach and will not be caught or named or called back. And if I could make it stay as I want to, it would turn to pain. Wise words from W.S. Merwin, and more succinctly said by William Blake, he who binds to himself a joy does the winged life destroy, but he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise.